I welcome you to the California Music Education Association Band and Orchestra Festival and Arts, Saturday for the Arts at Castro Valley High School.
The next group to perform is Hopkins Junior High School Symphonic Band.
Good morning, Hopkins. Symphonic Band. Welcome to the CMEA Bay Section Band and Orchestra Festival here at Castro Valley. This is Dr. Danielle Gaudry from Cal State East Bay. I am welcoming you to the festival and looking forward to your performance. Great job. Can you do more with the decrescendos? Yeah, just careful the intonation on these moments where you have a lot of accidentals and chromaticism. Yeah, timpani and low brass, low reeds. Make sure you're together for those eighth notes. Yeah, nice job, trumpet. Can the trumpet soloist play out? Can everyone else be a little bit less, a little more accompanimental, so that you're supporting the soloist and not almost covering him, her up? Snare drum, make sure you're with the trumpets. You're really listening to them so you can really align with them in these rhythms, since it is a slow tempo and you have these short staccatos. Think about the intonation across the ensemble here. Yeah. Yeah, in that spot where you have the fermata, be listening for intonation across the ensemble, kind of listened vertically. And I don't know if I would go right into the third movement quite so attacca. I think I might kind of release and then take a moment and then start the third movement. That's me. Here again, the accompaniment is a bit much because the inner voices are kind of middle voices, right? So we don't hear them quite so clearly. So all the upper woodwinds need to kind of come down at least one dynamic notch. Make sure you're watching very carefully for the end. And the very last note, I would encourage you to think about releasing with lots of air behind that release so that you're holding the note off, so that there isn't a sense that it's that the note is kind of coming down in volume or anything like that, but that there's the kind of a flourish at the end of the release. So that's what I would think about as you play through this last note. I think you're doing some really wonderful work with this. You did a nice job with the articulation, and some of the dynamic spots were really, really quite nice. I think overall it's a question of balance. Ultimately, you have a very large ensemble, and I think most of the time you do a great job of managing that. But just being careful when there are, you know, inner voice melodies or soloists, that you can always be listening and hear the melody no matter what is happening. Okay, so much stuff in this opening. Flutes on the very first note, always be listening and try to be matching as much as possible with intonation. And we want to have a sense that you're really spinning the air through the flute so that it's the note has an energy to it and it's alive, it's moving forward, even though you're kind of just sitting and holding. But it should feel like there's still this life in this note. I see you're really watching and moving with your director. So that's a really great thing. Nice job controlling the crescendo. Make sure you're not flat, flutes. Spin the air through the flute. Thank you. All right, good recovery there, clarinets. We had a small incident, but you recovered. You found your place. Everybody, the flutes waited. Everybody waited and moved together at 42. So good job. So make sure you're handing off that downbeat to the suspended cymbal so that there's a seamless kind of disappearing of the winds, and the suspended cymbal kind of grows out of that. So it shouldn't feel like one ends and one begins, but there's like a dovetailing of that. Same thing here. Yeah, that's a tough attack right there, because you want to be soft and you don't want to accent. Sustain the note. Really nice job with the bells. It's not easy to play bells tastefully, quietly, and blend with the ensemble. So congratulations to whoever is playing the bells. You are doing a wonderful job. I like that you're letting the music kind of dissipate at the end. You're letting us enjoy the last sounds. You've obviously, you know, spent a lot of time thinking about how to shape this music and how to interpret it, and give it kind of some life in many ways. I love that I am seeing a lot of great postures and sitting tall in chairs with feet flat on the ground. And you know, just some really nice things in terms of your appearance and your stage presence. Everybody's demeanor is just very professional. I would try to unify the very opening just a little bit more. Making sure that ta, 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 you're all together on that. So here the suspended cymbal is sounding a little bit behind the rest of the ensemble. And it could be like a spatial thing, you know, you're far behind them and maybe it's just taking longer for the sound to travel. But I would be thinking about being a little bit on the front end of the beat rather than the back end. Nice job on all these swells and kind of leading to the downbeat. Yeah, be careful there. Yeah, very nice, very tasteful there. Mm-hmm. Good articulation there. You listen for articulation. I mean, listen for intonation across the ensemble. Yeah, so clarinets, can you connect those first two eighth notes? Da-da. So that you're kind of matching what the flutes do later. Yeah. So clarinets, make sure the low voices, the low notes, are cutting through as much as the high notes when you have this melody with lots of leaps in it, like this one starting at 79. Yeah, yeah, horns and saxes. Yeah, now you're sounding like you've found your groove. Good job, xylophone. Could we hear more of the other folks who have these 16s? Doodle-da, doodle-da. I also really like that you're moving between feeling this in 2 and feeling it in 4 at times. And I think that's very telling that you're able to move between those two feelings quite seamlessly. It means that you've really taken ownership of this music and you're comfortable with it. Be careful that you're not rushing these 16th notes. Don't rush the 16th notes at 134, 136. Da-ga-da-ga-da, da-ga-da-ga-da. We want to make sure we can hear each of those 16th notes as a motive in and of itself. And making sure that the xylophone is really lining up with the, you know, the piccolo, flute, oboe, clarinet in that. And perhaps it's just this hall, but from where I'm sitting, I can hear a lot more xylophone than I can of the woodwinds. So I would just try to make sure that's balanced. I do like the very last measure, how you made sure not to rush the end, and you kind of gave it a lot of importance as it deserves, because it's the end of the piece and the end of your program. Congratulations once again for the tremendous work that you've done in preparing this music and in, you know, working on all the details. Excuse me, and making this a truly fine performance. It's a real treat to hear an ensemble like yours that really sounds sophisticated and takes care with the details of the music. Thank you so much for your performance today. Congratulations.